Hello everyone, welcome back to Around the Globe with Teddy and Anna. Last month we visited Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York.
This month we went to a very famous national park by the name of Yellowstone.
At the early hour of 9, we started our first activity. We visited Old Faithful Geyser, which is one of the four landmarks in the park. The geyser shot up over 100 feet. It was the coolest sight I'd ever seen. If you want to Yellowstone's landmarks, you could have a nice family hike through the park.
Yes, the trails are very breathtaking.
Or you could try some unique foods at the Canyon Lodge.
The food is to die for!
Yes, I agree, Anna. My favorite was the ice cream ring. It is an ice cream store that sells sundaes and ice cream cones. The average price of a sundae is $6.75. And cones go up to $4.75, depending on how many scoops you get. I got the Espresso Heath in a cake cone. I thought it was one of the best ice creams I've had because it was very rich. What did you get again, Anna?
I got Moose Tracks with a cake cone. I enjoyed the cake cone. It tasted like cake. Can you please talk about my favorite restaurant? Please, please, please.
Okay. The Grant Village General Store has a menu on its ice cream counter. You can obviously get ice cream, burgers, and hot dogs on its grill. Most of the cooked goods are $5.50, and the ice cream cones go for about $2.50 a cone.
The burger was my favorite. It was so juicy and cheesy. It was so good.
Did you really love that burger?
I get car sick. It wasn't the burger.
Whatever you say. Anyways, the second activity we visited was Steamboat Geyser.
The reason we visited this activity is because it's the tallest geyser in the world and can go up to 300 to 400 feet.
When it erupts, it normally lasts 2 to 5 minutes. Try to park your vehicles as far away as possible because the geyser can stain vehicles when erupting. It also shoots out a bunch of tiny rocks.
The geyser is usually very crowded and unpredictable. By the time the geyser was about to erupt, there were many people sitting in chairs around it.
My favorite season of the year is spring.
Well, actually, Teddy, remember the third activity we saw was the Grand Prismatic Spring?
What a coincidence. The Grand Prismatic Spring is the third activity, and it is one of the largest hot springs in Yellowstone.
The reason we visited this activity is because of it being bright blue and very unique.
The Grand Prismatic Spring is located in the Midway Geyser Basin and measures up to 370 feet.
The hike there is very active. The boardwalk is paved if you have mobility issues. The hike is great, and during the summer you can see moose tracks on small inclines.
There are many sights to see at Yellowstone. Some of them are West Thumb, Old Faithful Geyser, Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, and Mammoth Hot Springs. How would you describe the scenery at Yellowstone, Anna?
I describe Yellowstone as bright, lively, and green.
My favorite sight in Yellowstone is the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone. The reason it is my favorite because of the beautiful scenery and trees. It also has the Yellowstone River running right through its natural beauty.
Well, my favorite site was the Yellowstone Caldera, which is a huge crater created by a volcano eruption. It's ginormous! It's around 47 miles long and 28 miles wide. Yellowstone Lake currently occupies part of this crater, which this site was my favorite because of the beautiful green, blue, and orange colors you can see in the lake.
While we were at Yellowstone, I met the nicest person. How about we bring on Yellowstone Park Ranger Tom Thomas to talk about the history of the park. Thank you for being here today, Tom.
The pleasure is mine, Teddy. The park was established in 1872 by Congress. And about 2-ish million years ago, there was a major volcanic eruption. I saw on your Facebook that you stopped the Yellowstone Caldera. About 600,000 years ago, there was a huge explosion of magma and gas that created the Yellowstone Caldera.
That is so fascinating.
Yes, very interesting. And around the time of 1834, a Native American group called the Sheep Eaters, or known as the Tokadeka, lived there.
Thank you again for coming out, Tom. That will be all for this month on Around the Globe. We will see you next month at the Gateway Arch.